Our assignment for this week was to bring something out of the parable of the sower that we can apply to our life and just, how it relates to our life. And one thing that stuck out to me is I think that we need to choose what kind of ground we are for the seed to fall on. And we need to make sure we're the good ground and not the thorny ground or anything else. Just make sure that when we hear the seed, we do what's right with it.
I thought about the part about the seed that fell on the thorny ground and the thorns choked it out. That's just something that I want to remember in life. Just to keep my values in the right place and remember that everything in this world is temporary, and just keep my eye on Christ so that we won't be swept away.
I kind of got the same thing as Micah. Just want to make sure there aren't any thorns in my life. Just want to make sure there aren't any things that I hold fast to more than God, and just doing what's right.
I thought about the part where the seed fell on the rocky ground and it sprang up really fast, but then it just withered away because it didn't have any root. And I thought about, we need to, really work on, for real, having roots and not just being impulsive.
When I read that through the parable of the sower, the verse that really stuck out to me was the one where it talks about the thorns. And what really stuck out was the worries and the cares of the world and the wealth. And as I get older and look at life and think about things, I need to not get caught up in the wealth of the world and the cares and the things, but focus on God and following Him and doing what's right.
We need to be like the seed that fell in the good soil and have good roots. Not be like the seed that fell on the rocky soil and sprang up but didn't have any roots.
The sower of the seed is an example of somebody who took it and put it in their heart and practiced it.
Verse 5 and 6, it talks about the stony ground that the seeds fell on. And they sprung up right away because they had a little bit of soil, but then they just withered away because they didn't have roots. And when I read that, I thought about it, how the brethren are the roots, and when we don't agree, we just fall apart.
Right, listening to this parable on the way to church, and I was just thinking about how this, when he was talking about the seed fell in the thorns, I think sometimes in this life we think we start off with good ground, but we let the things of this world, whether that's, dealing with work or, caring about other things that don't really matter, we kind of let that take a hold of us, and we let it get in the way, and it blinds us from our goal of focusing on Christ. That applies to me. I think a lot of times I get worried and focused about other things that don't really matter, things that are only temporary, and that blinds me from the true goal, which is focusing on Christ and following Him.